Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hour number two, WEEI Afternoons on a Friday afternoon, 3 o'clock. That's when hour number two starts, and it starts one simple way, not with Ted Johnson, not today. He's off. Starts with our three-point stance. And Stiz is talking, or he would have heard me say, it starts with our three-point stance.
Green 19! Ready! 19!
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pasternak! A hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone! A three-run homer and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
Point of order before we continue. Andy, is the count from Sesame Street not pronounced enough for you?
Yeah, I didn't know that was the count. I actually thought it was another vampire, maybe that Adam Sandler vampire or somebody else.
Okay.
From Hotel Transylvania?
Yeah, I thought that was an imposter.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry to disappoint once again.
No, it was fine. It's fine.
All right, this is the three-point stance. It is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons. We go around the studio and present an opening take on some of the biggest stories floating around the world of sports and sometimes beyond. Our order, in lieu of having Ted Johnson here today, is Andy Hart and then Nick Fitzy-Stevens and then myself. So each host and then whatever you consider me will have 60 seconds or thereabouts to present their opening take, and then we'll open up the floor for discussion. Yes, Andy?
No, I was just maybe thinking of changing my take to what do I consider Dan Ball?
I wear a lot of hats.
Wow.
Anyways.
This is going off the rails today.
Jack of all trades, master of none. Andy, are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, your 60 seconds starts now.
So as I have said this week, I've started to dig into the prospects, dig into the top prospects throughout maybe the top 10, various positions. I'm still reading a lot of mock drafts, and we're starting to get to mock drafts where a lot of trades are happening, including with your New England Patriots. We'll get to that later in the show. But I've come down to one simple player that if he's available at four, I'm taking him. I will not trade. And others that you may think about or think worthy of such a consideration, I'm not in on. Abdul Carter is the guy. If Abdul Carter is at four, he would probably prevent me from trading down, listening to other opportunities, unless my doors were absolutely blown off. But what does that mean? That means if Travis Hunter is there, I'm still considering a trade. If Ashton Jeanty, Tyler Warren, any of those guys, Will Campbell there, still considering a trade. I think for these Patriots, with this coach... And this mindset of the way they're building the team, defense is clearly first priority, and they have a Harold Landry and they have a Milton Williams. I think Abdul Carter might be the best all-around player in the draft. He's in one of the top three or four slots at a position of elite impact. So I'm considering trades. I think trading down should be a consideration for the Patriots. But if Abdul Carter and only Abdul Carter is on the board, make that pick quick and move along.
It's not a terrible spin on things, Andy, but I will look to our friends, Doug Kide's piece recently, the roster reset that he published this morning in the Boston Herald. This is what I'm going to lean into as well. Edge, he says, on their take, Landry, White, Jennings, and Chasen are a good start at defensive end. It's a good class of defensive ends. So perhaps another one could or should be available. So
that's
is it
BPA.
The highest?
BPA, baby.
So you're going BPA with that. Okay.
And that, okay. And this time I mean best player available, not bust player available. Skip those.
I forgot it has ulterior meanings on our show as well.
That E and the U.
Okay. All right, fellas. Save those takes because we'll get back to this in just a moment.
Okay.
Before that, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, are you ready to present your opening take?
Je suis prêt.
All right. Well, your 60 seconds or whatever that language was starts now.
That was Francais for I am ready. You know what I'm ready for? I'm ready for some football. I'm ready for the draft. I'm ready for the Patriots to sign somebody, for God's sakes. They keep trying to get a wide receiver one. That's probably not likely to happen anytime soon. And I'm looking for them to get a left tackle number one. And our friends once again at the Boston Herald in Doug Kide's roster reset. The Patriots have upgraded at center and right tackle from who was starting last year, but there's still work to be done at tackle. Unless the Patriots sign a veteran tackle like Tyron Smith, they'll need to look to the draft for their future starter. To which I say, ballyhoo, Mr. Kide, and why not both? Yes, you can draft a tackle, maybe in the first round, trade back later into the first round, the second round or the third round, the Membus, the Ursaries, the Trapios. Maybe we'll gamble, maybe also not Velociraptor arms. However, right now, in the short term, why not grab somebody that could be the Morgan Moses of the left side of your line in a guy that we wanted you to sign last year, Tyron Smith, to come in at left tackle? You guys, his grades are almost as good as Morgan Moses at every single thing, from pass blocking, overall, run blocking. He's the best option you'd have. You got the money. Get an insurance policy and 34-year-old Tyron Smith to play left tackle.
I like it. I like it.
I'll get to that later.
Andy doesn't like it. What a shock.
I opened my mouth. That's what happened.
Understood. Well, I will jump in with my three-point stance. I'm going to flip over from football. Surprise, surprise.
You've got a fan in the booth.
Yeah, somebody's got to be one.
Here comes a hot Revs take.
That's right. No, we'll go Red Sox as much as I wanted to do hockey. Even I didn't watch the Vegas game last night. So I will stick to baseball with
didn't
opening
go
day.
Well.
No, it did not. Didn't miss much. Your guy, Khuznadinov, didn't do anything yesterday.
You know who missed it?
Huh?
Swayman, apparently.
Yeah. What else is new? All right. So I guess, Stiz, will I start my 60 seconds?
You are on the
now?
Clock now.
Oh, I am. Okay. So my take, we've talked a lot during the course of the last few weeks about Christian Campbell being the opening day second baseman. Now Marcelo Meyer has entered himself into the conversation. If Willier Abreu wasn't available, does Roman Anthony get a shot? As much as I am excited about what those guys are going to be for the Boston Red Sox, I am advocating that none of the three of them make the opening day roster. And there's two reasons for that, and I'll do them quickly. One is simply development. I'd like to see Christian Campbell get more comfortable at second base. If you're going to play Marcelo Meyer at second, I'd like to see him there for more than two games before you make that choice. But I would also like to introduce you to service time manipulation. If the Red Sox choose to send them down to AAA and they keep them down for a certain number of days, they can extend the arbitration period for each player by 1 year. I'm not saying that it's a good practice, but it's a practice that keeps the notoriously cheap Red Sox ownership from not signing one of these players 5, 6, 7 years down the line if they're a superstar. I don't want to see the next Mookie Betts. I don't want to see the next John Lester, Xander Bogaerts not get a contract. So I'm saying take advantage of the rules. Let them develop at their own pace. David Hamilton starts at second, and your prospects should be Woo Sox to start the year.
Fitzy, you'll be happy. You got a meh. I could not hate Dan Ball's three-point stance anymore. So
beautiful.
I hate it, and I hate its ass face.
Oh, whoa.
That's from Waiting for Guffin.
Good Lord. So let's start there.
Let's do it.
Let's let Fitzy and Hart push back on this idiotic take that is no offense to you.
Oh, my gosh.
No. The idiotic part is the service time manipulation.
STM, that's supposed to stand for season ticket member.
Shove that up your bum bum. That's what it should stand for.
Okay.
I hate that mentality and idea. I'm okay if you argue to me the first thing you said. Christian Campbell needs some time at second base.
Which he does.
100%.
Little seasoning.
And Marcelo Meyer needs to prove he can, I don't know, play at the AAA level and stay healthy and do all the things he needs to prove. If you want to tell me Campbell hasn't had a good spring at the plate, he's striking out. Roman Anthony, not quite ready. Or if you want to tell me you want to keep them together, like you have some grand plan of they really are the big three, and this dynamic that Bradfoe has been sort of chronicling on Baseball Isn't Boring, that they live together, their cars, somebody doesn't have a car, they're bumming rides. Like, I love all of that shtick. All of it. But if you tell me, what'd you call them, the cheap-ass Red Sox?
Yes, notoriously cheap Red Sox.
If you're telling me
it is all
being done because of some date in May or whenever the heck it is where I can, you know, gain another year on the back end of arbitration, like, I could not hate that anymore. I thought we were beyond all that. I thought we were now thinking about winning, doing what's in the best interest of the baseball team. And whatever is in the best interest of the baseball team, according to Craig Breslow and Alex Cora, on the field, not on their effing phones or freaking computers or, you know, calculators or,
oh, if we keep them here, we could get another year.
No. Only make baseball moves. I'm done with all those moves that are made in a spreadsheet. So, therefore, I hate that idea. Thank you.
Earlier, you were talking about BPA, best player available, not bust player available.
Yeah.
If the best player available to start the season at second base is Christian Campbell, although I too think he needs a little more time in the oven or a little more love in the marinade, if it's Marcelo Meyer, then put him up. Like, the games that you – funny thing is, the games that you win or lose in April and May, Andy, crazy enough, they count – just as much as the games in July, August, and September. Now, sure, you may know how many more you need to win or not lose to secure a playoff spot, to win a division, get home field, et cetera, but they all count the same. So why would you do yourself a disservice with service time manipulation when you can just grab the best player available, put him out in the field right now, and give your team the chance to win as many games possible? I don't care if they're 18, 25, how many years they spent in Portland as the Sea Dogs or the Candlepins or the Woo Sox or whatever, wherever. Put the best team possible, field your best team, and get after it for 162. That's my thought. That's my sentiment. I'm Nick Fixie Stevens, and I approve this message.
Okay, before we move on, I'll throw in one more thing that just worries me a little bit.
What, do you want to be battered a little bit more? Beat up a little bit more?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's go.
So the one thing that you guys talked about earlier this week that I think is something that maybe concern just is on my radar right now is the fact that Garrett Crochet does not have a contract extension. Mm-hmm. He still has a year or two left in arbitration, and that has not happened.
He'd have 3 years if they had held him back longer in Chicago and didn't play whatever.
Well,
should have manipulated the hell out of that.
So the conversation is going to change if he has a great year, and once again, this Red Sox ownership follows a similar path that they went down with previous superstars of not properly compensating their guys and spending their money once an offseason in a bizarre way. Alex Bregman, so far, has turned out great. St. Bregman, I'm all in on him. You guys know that. But the Trevor story and the Masataka Yoshida signings before that,
not good.
Not so much.
No.
So I want to save the Red Sox from the Red Sox for as long as possible by extending the window that we have with these players before I have to have it tested whether or not this team actually believes in spending and going full throttle and all those kind of things. If they say one of them's worthy of the opening day spot, I'm going to root for them all the same. I'm going to be fired up. But there are just elements that bother me about this team and how they handle their young and up-and-coming stars that I have no appetite for seeing any longer.
Let me awaken 180 that for you real quick. Isn't the price only going up? So, yeah, you can delay paying them. Aren't you delaying paying them more? Aren't we in a world of inflation, including in baseball, where 1 year a guy got $750 million because he can pitch and hit? A year later, a guy got $750 million because he can hit. The price is going up. The contracts are going up. So in a weird way, I'd like to accelerate their development, because if they're as good as we hope they are and as good as I think the team believes they are, pay him sooner. Get him on the field. And if you want to try to give him one of those early buy some arbitration years,
like the Atlanta Braves that they did with all their guys, yeah,
then do that. So I actually think it could benefit both the team and the player and us, the fan, if you got him on the field at Fenway Park sooner rather than later, because you'll pay less for him.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Boom.
I see
roasted.
What you're saying. I see what you're saying. Fitzy, anything else you want to throw on before we move on?
No, I'm tired of hearing about, honestly, I'm just going to speak from a fan's perspective. I'm tired of hearing about the kids. I want to see the kids. The future needs to be now. Do it now.
Okay. The future is now, and now we move on to the topic that Fitzy brought up about the Patriots and their need for a left tackle versus just other needs that are still needed on this roster, important ones for Drake May. Andy, where do you fall on the remaining items on the to-do list for the Patriots?
So I hate the fact that they've sort of painted themselves into a corner here, boxed themselves in. We talked about that Karen Garigian piece in Mass Live where she was like, yeah, they need a wide receiver, of course. The way they've handled this, they still need a tackle, and you can't get both with one draft pick at number four. And Fitzy, I get where you're coming from, because to me, we've reached desperation phase in the Patriots free agent building. That Mike Vrabel said he wanted to have everything filled so that they could just go into the draft and see what falls into their lap and take the best player available. And I think we saw that yesterday with Stephon Diggs. Suddenly, they were interested in an old, injured, malcontent wide receiver after avoiding all of those things this offseason. Why? Because they're desperate. And the time is running out. It's like they're doing their own three-point stance and they realize the music is picking up and the buzzer is coming. The buzzer's also coming at left tackle. So Tyron Smith, he's out there, and he did play a whole hell of a lot of 10 games last year in a league that plays 17.
Andy, may I ask, though, if I could tell you right now, Tyron Smith will give you 9 healthy games. 10 healthy games to start the season.
Yeah.
He'll play at a serviceable to mid level plus serviceable type level. Okay. Like he'll be not a great tackle, but a plus ish level tackle. All the while you have insert name of Membu, Emery, whoever, the kid from Oregon, drafting and grooming behind him. And then eventually he gets in there and he's learned from Tyron, and Tyron spared him the first half of the season. Isn't that worth $9 million?
Absolutely. It's not that I hate the idea of Tyron Smith. It's I hate that we're here where I have to accept the idea of Tyron Smith. That's how, okay. We're reaching this desperation point where I have to. It's like, yeah, Diggs. Oh, so Diggs will join the team halfway through the year because he's hurt. Tyron Smith will be leaving the team halfway through the year because, well, he doesn't make it through full season.
They can pass by each other out in front of the CVS on Route 1.
It's like,
you're in.
What has happened here? Why do I have to, like, resign myself that these are the best options available, even though it may be true that these are now the best options available? And you're right. Maybe we can do the mentor thing where Diggs is mentoring behind the scenes and Tyron Smith is on the field while mentoring his replacement. The fact that we're here and having to settle for this, after I had such high hopes. Remember the days of dreaming for T. Higgins and Ronnie Stanley and then a number one pick who's going to be an instant impact player? And it's like, well, that really fell apart quickly. Now I'm resigned to Tyron Smith for a half a year, Stephon Diggs for a half a year, and whatever the hell falls into their lap at four.
But I will say that to me is the true definition of bridge year. where you know, like, oh, we can compete. I know. I don't listen.
Want a bridge year. I'm
by the,
sick of
by the way,
years.
Also, T. Higgins, the way that Cincinnati bamboozled and hoodwinked this dude with that contract.
Getting him in a year.
By all, I was going to say, get ready to put him in a Pats uniform next year, or even maybe reach out to his representation now and say, tell your guy to complain his way out of there. We'll give him an even sweeter deal. But that being
did
said.
Did he even read the contract?
I don't know. I told you, I joked that Elvis Dumerville's agent must be out there working deals for these guys because it's bad. But look,
Master P.
Tyron Smith is not the end-all, be-all at left tackle. He's a stopgap, and he would also be a veteran mentor for whoever comes in. And also, his name is not Vidarian Lowe, and that's good enough for me to drop the $7 to $10 million to get him in here right now, especially considering that all of his numbers are Morgan Moses adjacent, and if he's good enough to hold down the right side, then Tyron Smith should be good enough to hold down the left.
I just hate the fact that when I look and go, do you know the last time when Tyron Smith played a full season? 2015.
Dear Lord.
It's now 2025.
Holy smokes. Dan Ball wasn't even old enough to drive himself to school.
My kids were like babies back then. Now they're like going to college and dating. It was a long time ago that Tyron Smith was a mainstay left tackle. Anyway, Dan Ball, are we coming at me now?
It is almost time to trend. So I would say let's talk about Abdul Carter and trading and all that kind of stuff when we discuss mock draft results later in our program.
Okay, and on the other side, we're going to talk to a football guy about football things. Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, will join us in just a few minutes, as he does each and every Friday at 3:30. But first, Dan Ball, give me what's trending, including that interesting Bruins score. Dan Ball, take...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.